The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. On November 24, 2020, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO WHO, and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, conducted a webinar called Strategic Dialogue with Women Leaders in Digital Transformation of the Health Sector. The webinar had the participation of 12 women with extensive experience in digital transformation in health. One of these women was Dr. Patricia Ndumbi, an epidemiologist from the World Health Organization, who talked about digital contact tracing.
So since its first identification in late December 2019, the COVID-19 virus has rapidly spread across the globe. And as of today, almost 60 million people have been infected and 1.4 million have died. Therefore, the priority of the public health response against the COVID-19 pandemic is to slow down and ultimately contain the transmission of the virus and reduce the mortality associated with it. So contact tracing is a critical component of the public health response against COVID-19 because it can limit the transmission of the virus from one individual to another. So how does it work, really? Well, when a person is diagnosed with COVID-19, public health authorities can interview them to determine whether they have been in contact with people while they were infectious. So the contacts that are identified are then asked to self-quarantine. And if they develop symptoms while in quarantine, they are asked to rapidly test and then they're put under isolation if they are positive. So for contact tracing to work, you need to be able to rapidly identify, quarantine, and test all contacts of confirmed cases before they become sick and spread the virus to others. However, there are limitations to this process. First of all, conducting case interviews is labor-intensive and time-consuming, which makes it challenging to implement on a large scale. There can also be recall biases, meaning that cases may not accurately remember all the people they have been in contact with, or it is also possible that cases may not know the people they were in contact with. This is often the case when exposures occur in public places, for example. So finally, because the process can be slow, it can lead to notification delays, meaning that contacts are not quarantined rapidly enough and they can spread the virus, thus leading to more infections.
Dr. Patricia Ndumbi thinks that now is the time to use all available digital technologies to improve contact tracing.
This year, we have seen an increased digitalization of the contact tracing process. But why now? So the COVID-19 pandemic has made those limitations that I just listed earlier of the manual contact tracing even more apparent. So indeed, in many countries, we have seen that these processes break down in the face of large number of cases and even larger number of contacts to follow. So the global pandemic has really highlighted the importance of conducting accurate and timely contact tracing. And in doing so, it has opened the door for the development of novel digital technology to support contact tracing processes. One of these technologies is digital proximity tracing apps. So this technology has received a lot of attention in recent months and has been widely and rapidly adopted by many countries across the globe. So how do digital proximity tracing apps work? Well, these apps use Bluetooth signals from phones to identify app users who have been in close proximity to each other for the minimum amount of time that is required for the virus to spread. So if one of these app users eventually tests positive, he or she can automatically notify all the proximity contacts via the app. So contacts who receive a notification exposure via the app can take that they take measure to quarantine themselves or to liaise with public health authorities for additional advice. Therefore, the rationale for using digital proximity apps as a pandemic mitigation tool is that they have the potential to help contain the spread of the virus in mostly two ways, by leading to faster notification and earlier self-quarantine of exposed contact, but also by helping to identify exposed contacts that are not known to the case and which therefore would not have been identified by traditional contact tracing mechanisms. So nonetheless, it is important to understand that these apps cannot replace the full process of contact tracing. They can only help enhance specific steps of the process. Therefore, in order for these apps to be useful, they need to feed into an existing and comprehensive contact tracing structure. Although this technology is promising and has a lot of potential, it does face some important challenges. For digital proximity tracing apps to be effective, people need to use them. So the problem is that, however, there are a lot of concerns right now around data privacy and effectiveness of this app. And this has led to limited public trust, which in turn has affected the uptake and the adherence of these apps in many countries. So to remediate to this, it is important for national authorities to be transparent about the legal and technical measures that are put in place to mitigate the risk to data privacy and security for people using those apps. Furthermore, it is essential to measure the effectiveness and the impact of this technology in order to build public health confidence, public confidence in their reliability. So currently, there are no established frameworks for assessing the public health effectiveness of digital proximity tracing tools, which is why at WHO, in collaboration with the CDC, we are currently developing an evaluation framework to help countries assess the effectiveness of their national digital tracing apps. And this should be made available soon to those countries. So in conclusion, this COVID-19 pandemic has been unprecedented, just like the way that governments and the scientific community has responded to it. However, digital transformation of contact tracing should not change the public health guiding principle and standards. Therefore, the implementation of new technologies should be guided by scientific evidence, ethical principles, and strong community engagement.
This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.